The Canadian Opera Company Orchestra in performance as we get into our look at the arts this afternoon. It's Mark Wigmore with you, arts, culture, classical, and it's The Oasis. Well, it took a year, a search all over the globe, but we now know who will lead the Canadian Opera Company into the next decade, a post-pandemic live theater world. We learned last week that the COC named Perrin Leach to be the next general director, taking the reins from the outgoing Alexander Neef, who's on his way to Paris. Perrin Leach is originally from the UK, Brighton, England, and he started his career there, working with the Edinburgh International Festival, the Welsh National Opera, and the English National Opera. He made his way to Texas to begin a long relationship with the Houston Grand Opera way back in 2006, named managing director there in 2011. And he had to jump serious hurdles during that run, which perhaps led to this moment, moving the opera to a new building in the wake of Hurricane Harvey in 2017. He's also been a passionate proponent of finding new audiences for opera, investing in the art form with low-cost ticketing and partnerships with diverse communities. It's likely that set of values was attractive to the COC committees during succession. The Canadian Opera Company looked at over 100 candidates during the process. Incoming Canadian Opera Company General Director Perrin Leach joins the Oasis here on the new Classical FM for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's thrilling.
It's hard to speak to the thinking of a COC committee which made the call to pick you as general director over 100 other people. But from the conversations you had with those members, why did the ideas that you shared convince that team and make you the right fit for this leadership position here in Toronto? What's your take on that?
Well, I can only assume and exclaim their brilliance for picking me from 100 people. I think as we went through the interview process, it's very clear that what they wanted was someone to continue the very fine legacy since they moved into the Four Seasons. Opera House, their international reputations continue to grow for their main stage work. But I think the whole of opera faces challenges for audiences and also to make an impact in their communities. So I think that some of the things that we talked about and some of the conversations we had about how at Houston we've been able to become an opera company that represents the entire city and connects with the entire city rather than just a relatively small number of people who come and see our main stage shows. I think that resonated with people. And the more we talked about it, the more my values of opera is about everybody who performs it and it is for everybody. So I think those things that we talked about started to be sort of blocks, if you like, that came into place at the beginning. And the more we talked through the interview process, I think the more that we gelled together.
So it sounds very Toronto. I mean, that's really has been the MO here. But Houston was such a, and it is such a special organization. Grammys, Tonys, Emmys. It must be a little bit bittersweet for you to part ways. And especially you've been through some trauma with the organization, and that does create a bond.
Oh, no question, yeah. I mean, Houston has been amazing for my family. When we moved to Houston, my eldest daughter was 9 and my twins were 6. And, they're now both, the twins are both away in college and stuff. So, yeah, we definitely have loved our life in Houston. But COC should not undersell itself either. It's an amazing organization that has a worldwide reputation for excellence as well. And I think that the work that Alexandra has done and the team through the last decade in particular have really upped the profile of COC as well.
Let's talk about that for just a moment. Sure. And if you're just joining us, incoming Canadian Opera Company General Director Perrin Leach is with us. He'll take over in March of 2021 from Alexander Neef, who is on his way to Paris. And Perrin, Alexander had a vision for this city, I think generally successful. And Toronto now has an identity within the larger conversation. That's a big task. And so when you're dealing with a pandemic and a halt to live theater, but you're also required to have a personal vision for this company yourself, how do you square that going forward?
Well, I think you have to take what is there and recognize the strengths, recognize the things that you can continue to build on. And as you say, Alexander had a clear vision. The board, in looking for a successor, they had a vision of the person they were looking for. And one of the things I have, I think, going for me is I'm coming from a less highbrow background than Alexander. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit. That's been a very good fit, if you like, with Houston. It's very much a can-do city. And one of my challenges is to bring that energy and that enthusiasm and try and sort of get the organization to have a much higher profile and a much higher impact in the city. So in terms of programming, until I know more exactly what we are doing right now, it's difficult to say, well, we'll definitely do this or we'll definitely do that. But in real terms, I think that spreading across the entire city, and we're a national company, right, how can we best support other opera companies in the country as well? Because ultimately, none of us are in competition with each other. The art form is an art form that deserves to be celebrated and continue to evolve. And I would love to work with the other companies in Canada and Opera CA in order to be able to grow the impact of opera across the whole country. Because it's as you know, it's a huge country. But I think there are ways electronically where we can help and support each other and grow this love of opera for people who love opera.
It's truer now than it has been, too. Absolutely. I mean, these organizations, your organization, everybody is showing a lot of good faith and taking this moment to work together right now.
Absolutely, yes. So in Houston, we started we floated the idea of the Texas Opera Alliance, which is the five biggest companies in Texas, so us, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and Fort Worth. And we're collaborating in a much, much more joined-up way now. Because, again, we're most of us are within a three-hour drive of each other, but we can actually help give more content to people in Austin than they necessarily would have had by physically having to come to Houston. So why not build that, and why not share with our opera lovers in Houston what's going on in Austin, the fantastic work that's going on in Austin, Fort Worth, Dallas, and San Antonio.
It's a richer experience when we work together like that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
What are you envisioning for October of 2021? What's your hope for next season, or what are you waiting for to indicate what you can actually do?
So this has been, the biggest challenge of most people's professional lives, and especially in the performing arts. And as soon as you make a statement about what your ideas are, what your vision is, it changes the next day because something else changes in the pandemic world.
Right.
We're not in that front end of getting back to being in live performances. For instance, the sports teams have much more money invested in that. They have much more needs to have that income coming back. So we're always going to be that step behind. The majority of our events are going to be indoors. And again, that will have a set of government and state restrictions on it that will need to be met. But our aim very much is to be back in the fall doing performances to hopefully, as close as possible, full capacities. By that point, the vaccines will have started to really hopefully be driving numbers down. We'll have to be very safe about how we bring people back to the auditoriums, how very, very careful about how we keep our performers safe. But that's the plan right now, is absolutely to be back into production for the fall and hopefully welcome audiences back to the Four Seasons.
It's an emotional idea to think of us all together to enjoy, some Mozart or some Dvorak or whatever you're able to plan. And this has been a wonderful chance to spend some time with you this afternoon. Perrin Leach, the incoming general director with the Canadian Opera Company. You are starting March 1st, 2021. Have you figured out where you're living and all that sort of idea?
I have to get into the country first because, immigration is all backed up and all of those things. But no, at this point in time, I'll take a rental apartment until I really get to know the city a little bit better. I've been a frequent visitor, but not residential, obviously. But the family won't move up till the summer, probably. Anything to get out of the satanically hot Texan summers.
Yeah.
But as I say, the kids are in college, so I suspect we probably will move family-wise up in the summer. But I'm looking forward to exploring the city and finding out the best of the best in Toronto, because I've heard what a fantastic food city it is, and I certainly like food. So I'm looking forward to that.
Perrin, we're looking forward to having a longer conversation with you as well. And thank you for taking a little time with us this afternoon.
Of course. Great to spend some time with you.
Really appreciate it. Of course, coc.ca for all the details of what the company is up to in the months to come. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM.